Hey man, welcome back. Black Lives Matter. I'm starting off with running out, man. But back with a new episode. It ain't gonna be a long one. We back up on the ground, we back up on emotion. I had to start playing like shit. I'm on break right now. I'm at work right now on break recording the episode on my phone. Cause this is showing y'all that I'm not playing no more. I'm really finna get back in my bag with this. Like, it's just gotta stop making excuses. Like, this episode right here, it ain't gonna be a long one, like I said, but it's just gonna be, you gotta stop making excuses for everything. Just go get what you deserve in life. Everybody got excuses. Oh, I'm tired, or I'm busy, or I got this, I got that, I got this. People gonna make time for who they want, what they want, and what they want to achieve in life. So basically, you gotta just stop making excuses. Like, we as people gotta stop making excuses. Like, I ain't even gonna count. I'm making dumb excuses not doing this podcast. I should have still been doing this podcast, like, oh, Corona, or I just got lazy on working too much, or this and that, this and third. Like, it's so much stuff you can talk about. Like, I'm finna start doing, like Motivational Friday, Motivational Monday, Financial Thursdays. Like, I'm finna start breaking this podcast up into, like, different series. I'm still gonna have the sports, still gonna have, like, stuff that's going on in the world and stuff like that. Have those in a separate series. I'm probably gonna have like 3 or 4 or 5 different series. Still have the special guest Fridays, which I'm still gonna do. So make sure y'all send all your voice messages. Send to my Instagram, ayo.lando Southside Apparel, Twitter, ayo_lando_. I think that's my Twitter. I don't even know. So we getting back into this, and you know what's going on. So first topic of today is just this gonna be on some financial/motivation stuff today. So 20 years old, as most people you know, and a lot of people I know my age don't have a good credit score. Most people don't even know what their credit score is, or if they do, it's below 650. And it's some of it's not their fault. They've never been taught like ways to get it up, or even to search, or they don't know just the importance of having a credit score. I can tell you now some of the importance of having a credit score. You can get a house. I got my own apartment, got my own car, all that stuff. I'm just 20 years old, you know what I'm saying? Still in school. Even though I got student loans, I still have a good credit score. If I didn't have student loans, my credit score would be off. Just amazing, immaculate. But even right now, it's still good. My credit score is above 700, which is good. A lot of adults, a lot of people that got 30, 40, 50 years old, credit score is still low 600. Trust me, mine is the barber. It's like mid-tier 700. I want to hit that 800. Once you reach 800, you can get basically anything you want, just off straight credit. Mine's still low to mid 700s, only because for once I don't have that long of a credit history. And still because of student loans, but that's really the only thing. And which isn't bad. I'm still young, so it's not gonna take. It's probably next 2-3 years I'll have that over with. But anyway, credit. Speaking of credit, a lot of people think, I'll say the older generations, they think that having a credit card is bad. It isn't. If you use it in the way that it's meant to be used, it's not bad. I'd have heard an older person say, oh, the credit card is the devil. It's meant to make us, keep us broke. You ever seen a rich person with a credit card? First of all, rich people don't need credit cards. But if they do have credit cards, it just improves their credit. They don't need it. That's the point. If you're rich, you don't need a credit card. You don't need to have good credit. You got the cash flow enough to have good credit, which in turn is going to make you have good credit regardless, because you're not going to be late on anything. Everything you paid off for. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's intertwined with each other. But for people like us, like middle class, lower class, a little bit higher end class people, you got to have good credit still to do things in life, because you don't have the cash flow as a rich person. But credit is one of the main things that black people or minorities in general get messed up on, because you get a credit card. Let's say you got a $5,000 limit. You go mess that thing out. Now you can't pay it back. Now your credit just messed up, and now you got to charge interest on that. And what a lot of people do is they'll get a credit card, but they'll get the wrong type of credit card. See, I have multiple different type of credit cards. All my credit cards have no annual fees. If you late, I'm never late on any of my payment. But if you late, you get like a 14-day grace period. And it's just like you get rewards and benefits. Like, you get rewards, like you get hotel discounts, flight discounts, 2-3% cash back. You want to look and has like 2-3 interest 1.523 interest rate. What a lot of people in, you got, don't get a credit card unless you have the good amount of funds to pay them annual fees. I'll say the only reason why you should be paying annual fees on a credit card is if you up. I'm talking about like you up. Cause a lot, but those be the best ones though, want annual fees. They be having like $300-$500 in annual fees. But that's when you need, not when you young, you don't need something like that. Unless you just got it like that, then all go ahead. By all means, go ahead, go crazy. You feel me? But if you not up like that, try to find ones like Capital One, Discovery, Citibank. Those are a lot of good ones that has no annual fees, 1.5-2% cash back. You want to look for something around that range. Like just no late hidden fees, none of that bull crap. Just straight up, everything is good for you. You can start off with Chase Sapphire too has a good one, and it's good to start off with. So I'm gonna tell you one thing. A lot of people like, you do what now with how many credit cards? This is what you do. You want to get as many credit cards as possible, but don't use them. Do not, if you do use like $5-$10, do not use them. I'm telling you, the more credit you have, like the more credit lines you have, don't just do them back to back to back to back to back like that. Like wait like 3 to 6 months in between. It might look bad at first, but eventually that's what happened with mine. Mine's had went down by 10 points, but it went up by 60 points because they see, oh, he have all these credit lines, but he's responsible with them. So your credit go up. You know what I'm saying? So in the long run, yeah, and you got to think about this stuff in the long run. Don't think about stuff in the short term. Think about stuff in the long run. It helps out tremendously. Get as many credit cards as you need, as you want, but do not use them. Just leave them. Don't use them. I'm telling you, do not use them. If you do, use for like $5, $6, $7. Do not use the credit cards. Make sure have as many lines of credit as you have. The older credit history you have, the better. That's why I say have many as possible. So you have 3-4 that you've been using for 6-7 years. That looks amazing. That looks amazing. Make sure you pay back everything on time. Don't be late with nothing if you possibly can. No, like barring any emergencies or circumstances. Make sure you pay back everything in time. Spend wisely. Make sure you use your brain when you're doing stuff. No purchase out of the norm unless you absolutely have to. Those are some of my tips to improve your credit. Just be careful. Basically, really be careful when I say get as many credit cards as possible. Try to get ones with no annual fees, interest rate that's in your favor. Don't get credit cards like that, but don't use them unless you just, if you gonna use one that has amazing benefits. Use one that has cash back, high interest rates in your favor, reward points if you like to travel, things like that is going to help you out in the long run. Like some people I done talked to, when they use their credit card, they basically getting free flights, free bookings, free hotels, free restaurants, free everything, because just off of the reward points they have from using their credit card and just saving for so long and cash back, they got the value. Like, it's so many more ways. I'm going to go deeper into this in another podcast, but I'm just giving you a little bit of financial literacy and credit card usage. So, Black Lives Matter on top of that. Don't get that confused either, you know what I'm saying? Black Lives Matter. Another thing is just some other motivational, then that's going to probably be the end of the podcast, because sports talk going on, but I just want this one to be more about financial side. Now I'm going to add this to the financial, then the next one might be more of a sport, the next one might be, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to do financial, sports, motivational slash like life things that's going on, then have like guests, and then I don't know a fifth one. I might have a different one for a fifth one, because I'm trying to do at least 4 to 5 days a week, just depending on how much I'm overworking myself. And make sure you, again, same as plug, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel coming back, Ayo Lando. Make sure you go to my Instagram, ayo.lando with 2 O's. Make sure you go, I'm selling clothes, Southside Apparel. Make sure you go check that out. Make sure you leave voice messages. If you're not comfortable leaving a voice message, send it to my Instagram, Twitter, email, everything. Everything's going to be in the description or however y'all see this stuff. I'm open to anything, topics, ideas, comments, concerns, like anything you want to talk about, send it. But the last little thing, by how I was saying earlier, no excuses, man. Like people try to find every little thing not to be successful. Like, we're all meant to be successful. It's just, are you going to put in the work to be successful? Now, everybody's definition of successful is different. Like, some people definition successful just having a wife slash husband, a couple kids, like, nice little, you know what I'm saying, nice house, picket fence, and a good, nice area. Some people definition success is having a jet. Some people definition success having a brand new car. Like, some people definition says just living on their own, just being away from family. Like, everybody's definition of success is different. Find what your definition of success. Have a realistic one and an unrealistic one. Like, for example, I'll say an unrealistic definition. Now, nothing's unrealistic, but you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, go above and beyond. Like, have one that's like, you know, like, for a fact, like, you know, that's you. You're going to get that one. Or like that's you done. You can see yourself doing it. Have one just above that one. Be like, okay, cool. If I bust my butt with a little luck, you know what I'm saying, I can reach this. Like, I'll say one of my unnatural, unreasonable goals. But I feel like, you know what I'm saying, get a Bugatti. That's one. That's not like, oh, I'm gonna get that for sure. Like, but if I get it, that'll be everything. But I'm saying that's like nothing. If I don't reach it, I won't be mad. At the same time, if I do reach it, I'll be ecstatic. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something like that. Like, but my second dream car would be an Audi. And I can get an Audi. Audis can range from 30 to 50,000. I can get an Audi, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't paying no car note, no cap. I'm paying that thing in cash, no cap. But that's just what the gist of today's episode was, man. Credit card, make sure you being smart. It's good credit. Not all credit is bad credit. And I'm gonna get more into that next part in another podcast. Motivation, stop making excuses. Set goals for yourself. Go crazy. Stop being lazy, man. We all gotta stop being lazy. Myself, we gotta stop being lazy. And I feel like I'm doing decent for myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I need to do. See, I'm at work right now on the break, goddamn, making a podcast. So I feel like I work two jobs. I get about 2-3 hours of sleep, and I'm still trying to find ways to make more money, extra income, always. But hey, man, say, man, Black Lives Matter, man. Make sure y'all tune into the next episode. Make sure you leave voice messages, and I'll catch y'all later.